The commotion in recent weeks over David Černý's Entropa exhibit in Brussels has made the sculpture one of the hallmarks of the Czech EU presidency. While its opponents deem its stereotypical depiction of the 27 member states a thing of antagonism, something between mockery and insult, its proponents have defended the work as a defining example of Czech humor and have asked what European representation means at all if national humor is censurable. In this week's Arts, Christian Falvey takes a look at the wider context of Černý's work, what could be called a principle of mystification that is traditional in Czech art and perhaps in the Czech psyche.
The sound of elevator music that accompanied the flash and mushroom cloud of a nuclear explosion on a morning weather report. Things like that happen from time to time in the bizarre and mystifying world of the Czech Republic. It is a place where the little green man on the traffic crossing has a gun to his head, the main television tower is infested with giant black babies, and you might find crowds of people racing towards a non-existent supermarket. This is the fifth dimension of Czech life, a custom of subterfuge embraced by Czech art. The examples I cited just now being works of art that have appeared in recent years. I spoke to Zdeněk Dostal of the art collective Stohoven to find out if there's actually a name for this school of mayhem.
I think in the world exists many terms which can describe what we are doing, like artivism or culture jamming or reality hacking. But what we really like to call our art, because we still think we are doing an art, is sort of a very nice Czech word, which is mystifikace, mystification. We're using mystification to open eyes of other people, to show them that they don't have to live in a lies, or that they can be open, that they can live a free life. If they use their critical point of view, and that's what we're doing, and we're using mystification. Mystifikace is sort of our type of expression.
My question is it all a big joke disguised as art, or art masquerading as a joke? To further my polemic on these questions, I'm paying a visit to the Academy of Arts in Prague. And I have to say, I find a certain answer just in the atmosphere itself. Here in Prague's Letná Quarter of a warm winter evening, the streets are hushed and most of the muted sounds come from the dim student lounges lining them. The facades are decrepit, grandiose, and beautiful. It is, in a word, mystifying. In a corner pub with a locked door and no sign, I meet art professor and artist Veronika Bromová and her students, who I ask if mystification can be considered a school of Czech art.
Mystification, it has definitely a place in the art, Czech art.
What place?
The important place, because it's always good when people generally need to think about something, and mystification and shock in art, it's definitely a strong weapon how to help to people change some stereotype in thinking and doing.
But is it art?
I think art is in the disruption of the ordinary situation, and also in the thinking and in the spectrum of possibilities people know. You know, it's kind of intervention into the ordinary rules. It's something new.
In May of 2003, Czech film students Vít Klusák and Filip Remunda launched a massive 9 million crown advertising campaign for a new supermarket that promised the lowest prices and everything else the avid Czech shopper could dream of. The Czech Dream project drew more than 3,000 would-be customers to a Potemkin storefront in an empty meadow with nothing more than scaffolding and a forest behind it. I find Filip Remunda in a cozy Holešovice studio, musing over action and reaction.
In 1989, we all thought that this is the time when the nation and we will be really free, and there will be no oppression and mystification, what is not true, because when you would go to Czech media and worldwide media, there you can always find some kind of mystification in it. So one would not be surprised when there is an artistic reflection of it.
And does goading thousands of people count as art or social agitation?
There is an expression that comes from the Czech Dream Project, something what was very important for the project, and the word is friendly cheating. What is meant that although we cheated the people with mystification, with fictive superstore, that was meant as a act of friendship. We would say that friendship in this world, in this term, is in the intention, why to do it? Because contrary to the owners of the real supermarkets, when they are opening something and cheating people with incredibly low prices, they cannot find the product at the end for these prices. In this superstore, we meant it as a experience when you can touch hot pot and you can experience that you cannot do it, you shouldn't do it next time.
Art imitating life. The more absurd and blatant the art, the more concealed and infinitely more absurd the perceived reality behind it. The brilliance of Czech mystification and its kindred movements abroad is often in its playing by the rules so drastically and with such drastic innocence that their impropriety is laid bare by the excess. One of Professor Bromova's students told me of a project along just those lines.
I tried to live in IKEA supermarket with my girlfriend because they have advertisement which say, come to try to live here, try our beds, try our living rooms and so on. So we came and lived like at home. And it was really nice feeling because customers feel like people who came to your home really. When they came to bedroom, they said, oh, sorry, you live here. We are sorry. It's nice that you live here. Fine, we have been there about 6 hours, cooking and sleeping.
Sociologist and security guard alike may find themselves asking the same question. How does a young Czech get it into his head to spend a clandestine evening replacing 700 ad windows in the Prague metro with question marks? Its answer I can only defer to the culprit himself. Zdeněk Dostal again.
We don't like systems, political systems. It comes from the history because we were for a longer time on the system of Austrian monarchy, then under Russian occupation. So it's in the nobody's history, it's still like actual. So maybe because of that, but I think we like Czech people, we like to play, we want to have fun, and we are able to watch also ourselves from topper point of view, and that's why this sort of sarcasm or mystification is part of us. And I think it's good because you don't take yourself as serious . It's part of joke, but it's a joke it is joke, but when you watch it deeply, it's a joke with a deep topic. It was all the time in the past, like kings need a clown on his side to see the truth.
Instead of feeling antagonized, aggrieved Europeans might better appreciate David Černý's Entropa as a continuation of an ingrained spirit of farcical resistance that goes back to the good soldier Švejk himself, and expect more of the same in the future.